This week's parsha, Atem Nitzorim Hayom Kulchem, you're all standing before God, Hayom. So the Zohar explains when it says Hayom, this day, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's a reference to Rosh Hashanah that we're all standing in front of God in Rosh Hashanah to be judged. So it's not only on each individual, the whole community is standing before God to be judged on Rosh Hashanah. And the Shibbol HaLeket says the mitzvah of shofar is, of course, on every individual, but it's also considered a communal mitzvah, that one person is blowing on behalf of everyone. Rav Harfenis writes in his sefer that we don't have a halacha. Normally, we have a halacha. It's always better to do a mitzvah yourself, not to have somebody do it for you. But certain mitzvahs you have to do yourself, like tefillin, etc. But when it comes to shofar, one person blows for everybody. But as Rav Harfenis points out, since the mitzvah is listening, so everyone's listening for themselves. So therefore, there's no halacha that preferably everyone should blow themselves. No, one person blow for everyone. And there's an interesting halacha. If a person is as Rav Gutman pointed out, when you're appointed to be the Baal Tokeya in the community, so therefore you are the one. They can't say 1 year, we don't want you anymore, unless you can't do a good job anymore. But he has what you call the chazaka to be the Baal Tokeya. The same thing, but the person who's davening for the chazan. Say one day, we'd say, oh, we don't want you anymore. They're not supposed to do that, because he was always the chazan in the community, unless he did something, the poskim say, something improper that he did, or his voice is not, hardly good. But if you say, oh, we found even a better chazan, nicer voice, but as long as this person is good, even though you always find in life somebody better. Always find, that doesn't mean that's a right to take someone away. That's how the poskim explain, unless his voice is no longer good at all, or that he did something improper. He did something, he stole or something like that, that would be a reason to say not. But not the Baal Tokeya, whoever the Baal Tokeya in the past, should continue to blow the shofar as well. And Bezer Hashem, the Chazal tell us, when the shofar is blown, God is sitting in the chair of judgment, and he gets up from the chair of judgment, the Kisei Hadin, and he stands and he sits in the chair of mercy. And that's what happens when the shofar is blown. So certainly, as written in the Kovetz HaMaor, the shofar is that we don't want to do anything wrong with the Baal Tokeya and things like that. So we should, in the Kovetz HaMaor it writes, and Bez Hashem, with the Tzchus HaShofar done in the proper way, we should have a Ksiv of Chasima Tov. Hashem gets up when he hears the shofar and he judges us with mercy. He goes from the chair of strict law, and he gets up, and he sits in the chair of mercy. Yeah, all the things we need in life, Hashem will have mercy on us during the time of the blowing of the shofar.
Obvious that every person has to hear the shofar, but still, it's considered the Shibbol HaLeket says a mitzvah shel rabim, because one person usually blows on behalf of many people. But every individual has the chiyuv to hear the shofar. Tziv v'chasima tova.